All right.
All right, hold on, hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Rico.
Podcast.
Bring a friend. Fuck yes.
Yes. We're in high definition.
Yes. God, we look so good. Look at that.
Bring a friend.
Hold on, hold on. Oh, Danny's got
Look at that, and the logo and everything.
Yep. Oh my
Danny's
god.
Got a, Danny's got a new hat.
Danny's got a new hat that says some weird letters in there. I can't read them.
He can't read them because he refuses to acknowledge his heritage.
I refuse to acknowledge my heritage.
Oh Lord.
Oh, we're starting out like this, huh? We're starting out like this. This is how we're starting.
Fire. Hey, it's fire. It's fire. Look, listen, every time I come on this podcast, you know, you don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
And that's the wild thing about it is that every time that I have you on, I just sit back and I try to make a list of things and I go, I'm not even going to try with you. Not even going to try.
Every one of my clips.
List. He just winds up and throws away before you show up.
Every one of my clips are clippable. That's the thing. I am the most.
You're clippable.
I am the most unknown gem in the internet, on the internet, period. All right. I am clippable on all fronts. I do the most fantastic things. I am like the Samoa Joe. If you don't know who Samoa Joe is the most,
what?
The most underrated podcaster of all time is Daniel Gonzalez.
I know they say that on Rumble all the time.
Yeah, they do. They do. I'm very popular on Rumble. The white people love me on Rumble because I'm light skin enough, but the Hispanics still respect me as some sort of weird non.
Are you serious? Are you on Rumble?
I was for a while. It was weird.
Yeah, he switched to Truth Social.
What?
I'm a Truth Socialist.
You're a Truth Social. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I'm a truther. I believe Building 7 came down, you know, on purpose. There's a lot of things, you know. It's a weird time for me right now. I'm going through a lot of conspiracy theories and like things that I'm trying to figure it out. But anyway, moving on. Everything's a work. Working with the wrestling industry for the last 5 months just taught me that everything's a work and nothing is real. So we live in a matrix. So hey.
Oh yeah, you've been doing that that new show that you have, right? That wrestling show.
I was doing the wrestling show for a while, yeah. Unfortunately, due to creative disagreements, it's no longer on the air, but it's okay. A lot of fun experiences.
Well, too bad. I thought you were still doing that.
Fun
experiences. Let's keep it at that. Fun experience.
So now you're doing.
Can we talk
about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Ask away.
So there's a new project you're working on now.
I'm working on a new project. And actually, this one I feel really, really good about, honestly. And it's a family project. My brother Jose Gonzalez, who is a phenomenal voice actor. He's a wrestling journalist and he's a great podcaster. Been doing it for 6-7 years now, just like I have, just, you know, in his own space. I've been doing my own thing with comedy. We decided to, you know, hit the Wonder Twin Powers, you know, put our minds together and come up with something cool. And
you guys are finally going to join Brazzers and do porn together.
100%. Step bro porn. It's going to be weird. It's going to be really fucked up.
Rings too. And they touch him.
Dude, our dick rings touched and we turned into a huge black man.
Oh my God, it's so bad. No.
Donkey dick all day. You know what I'm saying? Team donkey dick.
Team donkey dick?
Yeah, team donkey dick.
Oh my God.
Team donkey dick. Anyway, let me stop. This is probably going to go on Rumble. Let me stop the cussing. No, on the real. My brother and I, we've been, you know, tossing around the idea about, you know, joining forces and putting out some cool content together. We've worked together throughout the years as far as, you know, collaborating here and there. And heading into the holidays during, you know, like Thanksgiving and stuff, we started talking and he was like, hey, dude, I have this idea. And I heard him out. We sat down, we talked, and, you know, now we have a cool new project where we get to talk to just about everybody. It's a mix of him. It's a mix of me. It's a little bit of conspiracy theory. It's a little bit of talking to artists. It's a little bit of everything. and it's called Cultura Truth Project. It's a bilingual podcast with my brother and I. We get to interview some of the weirdos online, and we get to interview some cool, you know, artists, and we get to do the comedy thing too, and just have fun with it. It's a cool way to get the family business off the ground, which I really believe in. You know, one thing that I do believe in heavily is, if you're going to do business with people that you love and people that you respect. And I respect and love my brother, but more than anything, like we say in Puerto Rico, él le mete, you know, he puts in the work. I know I put in the work. So good. If we put in the work together and we, like I said, we combine our forces, you know, superpowers, and figure it out, and little trial and error, we'll figure out how to make it successful. And we got our first 2 months scheduled already. Our first episode is scheduled to come out mid-January. So be on the lookout. And it's pretty cool. I think I sent you the logo, if you want to show people the logo of the podcast.
I can pull it up here in a moment. I didn't get it, but I'll pull it up. I know about this. I know you didn't know about it because I had kept it hush hush, but it's going to be, I'll show you the logo here in a minute. Okay. You want to explain to people like what all in all you're going to be talking? I know we talked about like a couple things, because I want to talk about a chupacabra.
No. So like, we're going to talk like obviously some conspiracy theories, a lot of like myths and stuff like that, especially like being Hispanic and how big that is in our culture and how big it is here in the States.
It's not a myth being Hispanic.
No, you're a myth, Eric. You're the myth, all right? You're the myth, the truth, and the legend, okay? Everybody knows about you. Everybody knows that when Trump was endorsing Eric, he was endorsing you, okay?
All right. I did not bring it up. It was this motherfucker who brought it
listen,
up.
Listen, when I read the article,
I was on People magazine, so
when I
most read people don't know that though. Most people don't. You want to tell that? You should tell that story on the podcast.
When I read the article on People,
hold on. Go ahead, Danny.
When I read the article on People magazine, I was like, Eric, of course it's Eric. Of course it's Eric McElroy. There can be no other Eric he can be endorsing, because why would he endorse an establishment Republican? No, he would endorse the only Eric worth following in the race, and that was Eric McElroy. And that is a promo. You can cut that and use that for your next election, sir. Thank you.
Dude, most people don't know that. Like, I read that and I was telling somebody and they're like, there's no fucking way that's true. I'm like, oh, it's true. Here it is. Here's a link.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately. It's a thing.
Yeah, I don't think it caught on very well, because everybody thought, you know, that I made it up. I was like, I didn't make this. This is real. Like,
oh, there's Eric making things up again.
My favorite part was how I know they probably didn't reach out to Eric to get a comment, and they go, Eric could not be reset this time for a comment. That's my favorite part of the article. I'm like, y'all didn't reach out. Y'all didn't reach out to Eric. Eric,
what would you have said if they would have reached out? Without getting too political, what would you have said? So that, remember, this is people. It was people, right, Danny?
Yeah, it was people.
Yeah, it was people, Matt. What would you tell them? Just tell them what you would say. I'm so scared to ask now.
I would tell them that there were 22 or 21 people on the ballot, and I was right in the middle of the ballot. And I said, and if any, and the other guys were higher up on the list. And I said, I doubt that Donald Trump actually read the whole list of people that were running that in that particular time, because there's 21 of us. That was number 11.
So you had a decent chance. Doubt, is that what you're telling me? You had a decent chance.
No, I would say I doubt he was talking about me, because the other two guys had a lot bigger budget than I did. So.
Well, just because they have the budget doesn't mean he was going to back the guy with the budget. He backs the winner, and you were the winner, sir. You were the winning horse. You were the.
I know. I got on people. So.
Yeah, this has to.
You know how many people don't get on the People magazine? A lot.
How many? Okay, listen. What I need to know.
Oh, you cut off there.
As a comedian, do you use that as a credit?
No.
Oh,
bro, you have to. Oh, look at the logo. It's right there. Ah, that's a fantastic logo.
There you go, Bobby. I'll show that up here real quick.
That's a fantastic logo. No, it's a pretty cool, man. I love this logo here, man. It kind of represents a lot, but it's freaking amazing. And I don't know why. why my mic is acting the way that it is today. It's stupid. But no, this is a pretty cool logo, man, that me and my brother came up with. It's actually the Awen symbol from the Druids. And if you know anything about the Awens, it means artist. So it's pretty cool. But it's awesome. We're excited to launch.
I like the microphone, the airplane, and the all-seeing eye up there. So
oh yeah, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be dope. We're gonna talk a lot about different stuff, and you know, the reality is my brother's the big mythical conspiracy theorist guy. I'm more of the skeptic. I'm more of like, it can't be all that bad, you know? Like,
yeah, the government would never lie.
It's not that they would never lie, it's you can't keep secrets with more than three people. You know what I'm saying? Like it's more incompetent.
That's why you have to kill one of them.
100%. Maybe both of them.
No, that's exactly why they put it out. Like they said, the government went out and said, hey, yeah, we believe in aliens now. And everybody's like, bullshit. They would never have told us. They would have killed somebody to keep that secret. So nobody believed it, even when they admit to what they're doing.
No, what kills me about this whole thing is what kills me about this whole thing.
Area 51 is not actually a secret spot. You know, it's in Fort Leonard Wood because nobody would look there.
Are you trying to get me murdered?
You go in an outhouse and it's an underground.
I denounce.
Goes right to an underground.
This is. I do not take part of this conversation. I know nothing about aliens. I will say this: the only aliens I know of are
there's not even a guard there. There's not even a guard there. You can just walk right in.
The only alien problem we have are people south of the border, apparently.
Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
Hey, don't interrupt. Whoa. Please finish.
Whoa.
Please
finish. Have you been hanging out with John Horner?
Don't interrupt him. He's trying to make a point.
And no, Cubans do not count. Cubans are as American as Americans are, because as soon as they get that dry foot, like, you know, every good Floridian knows, they become American. They become very Republican Americans. They go, no more, close the borders. You know, it's great.
Yeah, I liked it whenever they were turning the Cuban boats back, but they left the Mexican border wide open.
Well, you know what
you guys know
what the real problem is, right? Like, it's
the shark infested water around Cuba.
No, it's not. Like, it's not the Cubans. It's not the Mexican. It's those motherfuckers. It's the
Chinese. Yes, you're right.
No, it's the It's the motherfucking Canadian geese that continue to fly over in this fucking country. Geese. I'm tired of these fucking Canadian geese just shitting everywhere. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm tired of it. I am sick and tired of these Canadian geese, bro.
I know.
Sir, no question. Are the Canadian geese spy apparatuses for the Trudeau government?
We're not doing this. No, you're not taking me down this rabbit hole of spying apparatuses as birds. No, I already saw those people here.
Put a camera on a bird.
Bro, they're robots. What are you talking about? They're robots. They're not real geese.
You don't need all robots. All they have to do is put a little necktie on them, a little collar. With a
Did you just say a little necktie or a little bow tie on birds?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried?
PETA's after you. PETA's after you now, Eric.
They're Canadian.
For what?
Definitely going to endorse you. Trump is definitely going to endorse you now because you attacked PETA by putting clothes on birds. Wow.
Is that a thing?
I don't know if it's a thing, bro. I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know if it's a thing.
It's like he did last time. Yeah.
It's like he did last time.
Yeah. I can do every time. What are you talking about? And when? No. It's crazy. It's crazy, dude. No, I'm excited though. I'm excited. We have a bunch of really cool people lined up. We're interviewing a former cult member in our first couple episodes.
Which cult?
Yeah, which one can you tell me which cult?
Yes, it's one based out of Austin called Hell Hot Fire or something like that. I got the link here.
I got it right here. Hold on, I'll look. Or if you want to pull it up and send it. Yeah, yeah. Hellfire,
something like that. It's out of Austin. The lady was in the documentary. She wrote a book called The Followers.
Holy Hell,
that's what it's called. The Holy Hell deal, right? So her name is Radia. We're gonna be interviewing her. She used to work with her, and I used to hear all the crazy stories from, you know, her days in the deal. And I was like, yo, we gotta do a podcast together. And I've been trying to get her on a podcast for years. Just schedules never lined up. And you know, I reached out and I'm like, hey, new year. This is the platform. This is gonna be great. Let's talk about your book and let's talk about this. And it's gonna be great. She's super anti-Trump, and I don't give a damn, but like the stories behind the cult and all the stuff.
She was in a cult. I wouldn't take anything she says serious.
I mean, so are the Mormon people, but they're taken very seriously.
Oh my
god. Well, that's only because of Mitt Romney.
Oh my god.
That Mexican American.
He's as Mexican as I am white, bro.
I don't know. Did you hear about Joe Biden? He was raised in Puerto Rican culture up and down.
I swear to fucking god.
I denounce. I denounce him as my president.
Oh my god!
I denounce him as my president.
He actually said that. Okay, that's not.
I know he said that. He also said "Ubini Shava Butter Pressure." So whatever
he did say that too.
What the fuck?
He also said the reason that the U.S. lost the Revolutionary War was for lack of airplanes.
That is true. That is true. There was not a single airport or airplane there. Just think, if we had airplanes,
let's move on.
The British would have been fucked. That's all.
We've already been canceled the moment I opened my mouth. Why do you bring me back?
Oh my god.
Because he likes calling him up and saying, why'd you cancel this time?
I don't make those calls anymore, homie. I just say fuck it.
Ever since you left iHeart, you do get way less emails.
Ooh, no comment on that.
And to the guy from Barbados. Think fuck you.
You think that's the only one?
Okay. to the guy that wrote
from Barbados. That starts with an A that doesn't like us at all. I'm not saying
they're pretty amazing, I've heard. Pretty amazing.
Yep.
They deliver everywhere. Yeah, that one definitely never took us back.
Yeah.
Oh, they man.
Definitely upset.
It's fine. What they won't say. See, they bring me on here to say the things that they won't say. So the guy that sold
Wonder you met Girl, me.
Oh my god. Go ahead, Daddy. Go ahead.
To the guy that sold Wonder Grove.
No. We don't know much yet.
We don't know anything.
We don't know much about.
No. We still want to sell ad space. Danny, don't fucking ruin it for us yet. Danny, don't. I'm sorry. To the guy who bought Wonder Grove.
There you go.
But to the guy who sold it.
And if they ask us.
We're still in intensive negotiations.
Yeah. Very, very intensive negotions.
See, if you
bring what's your number again?
I'm not gonna
just make sure.
You can't put it on.
Everybody would call. You guys made it onto the Ian Big podcast. That's fucking phenomenal, guys. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, we haven't. That episode lands, I think, in January, right?
January,
I said.
Yes, Ian Big, and that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was really fun, to be honest with you. It was really, really fun. It was like.
It's something we talked about on the phone when you were heading back. You were like, yo, New York comedy scene is dead, and it broke my heart.
Well, it's just one of those things where it was like when we went out there, we like tried networking with people like, hey, do you have a mic? Do you have this?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you gotta pay. And then it's like you'd go online and check, and it's like, oh, that's not the case. And it was also, you know, December, but it's like at the same time, it was like a little bit of a weird vibe too, man. Like
super well, like explain the vibe because when I went up to New York last year, mind you, I went up to upstate, so it wasn't the city, but still it was like the opportunities kind of opened up a little bit. I did like one or two open mics and it was fine, but it wasn't like I wasn't jumping at the opportunity either. But I'm assuming if I was in a city, especially in the middle of summer, it would have been a little better. I don't know.
Probably. Well, I mean, I think it's December, the season I thing. Yeah.
A lot to do with it.
I think December, you know how things are. You've been doing comedy longer than us.
Yeah.
Like it's a seasonal thing, you know, because everybody's like, oh, if you don't have a gig lined up by like, you know, this X amount of time, like it's difficult to try to get something. But even like open mics, man, it's weird.
Because we even didn't do anything in December.
Nah, we haven't done anything in December. Like, and everything we recorded, what we had recorded already.
No, I meant whenever we do going up to Osage, we're doing the
going up to Osage and stuff like that. We never did anything in December. It was dead.
So it's not surprising.
December, January is always pretty slow. Yeah. February, well, like things kick up.
Yeah, well, that's because you don't sell drugs.
That takes some dedication.
That's true. That's true.
Cold on the corner.
No, that's true.
No, man.
Crackheads don't sleep.
Crackheads don't sleep, dog.
You're the cokeheads.
No.
From what I hear.
Or meth heads. Christmas Allegedly. Comes, they want to forget. You know what I'm saying? They just show up at your door. Be like, yo, you got my shit? And be like, yo, illegally, I can't give it to you for another 3 days. But, you know, if you come back on the 22nd, I'll give it to you at 8 a.m. But you got to wait like an hour because there's like 10 people in front of you. You know?
And text me before you come to the house.
100% text me because I'm not about to have you looking like at children
leave,
with those
They would leave people. The doorstep. They're like, okay, I'll wait right here. It's 3 days. Yeah, I'll wait right here.
Bro, fun story. So like heading into the holidays, you know, I work in a pharmacy, right? And obviously there's an opioid epidemic going on across America. And I got like the same 10 customers that show up on the same days every month. Mm-hmm. Bro, if you don't know, there's shortages going around the country on some of these meds. There's just shortages on everything, on like children's amoxicillin. There's a bunch of stuff. And bro, these patients would show up at the door before we opened and just wait there, rocking like a freaking Tecato from freaking Santurce. You know what I'm saying? Just doing the crackhead rock. You know what I'm saying? Like waiting.
For the people that don't know what Tecato means, it means like a druggie, like a drug addict.
No, it 100% means like a drug addict. And they'd be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and be like, yo, my doctor sent my hydros at like yesterday night at like 10 p.m. I need them now. I'm going into withdrawals. And I look at them all like, haven't even had my first cup of coffee yet. Still sipping it. Like, I'm not even halfway down. I still have the fuck you look into my face. And I'm like, I don't care.
The fuck you look into my face.
Like, I don't care about your pain medication. I don't care that you got into a car accident 10 years ago and you never went to rehab. So now you're addicted to this fucking shit. I don't give a damn. I really wish I would give a damn, but I don't.
Yeah, well, you're not a doctor.
No. And what doctor works at 10 o'clock? Like, we got friends that are doctors that work at the cigar shop. I wouldn't call them,
bro.
Fucking,
no. Bro.
And honestly, I wouldn't say yesterday night either.
I wish yesterday night.
They're definitely, bro, off.
It must be the same doctor John Mulaney went to because I don't trust those doctors at all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
I really don't because it's like sometimes you get these doctors that be like, yeah, they're under contract with us. And I'm like, you're under contract with so-and-so and you trust them to pay you?
Yeah.
Why is that? Like, what's the deal with it? Like, I don't get it.
So in Texas, right? Like if you go to a pain clinic, right? For whatever reason, let it be car accident or surgery, post-surgery, whatever. As a patient, you sign a contract with a pain doctor, right? So these doctors are specifically licensed to prescribe pain meds and monitor your use, right, with the state. So I don't know. That sounds sketch. Just off rip. You know what I'm saying? Like you're under contract with the U.S. government and the patient to give them pain meds? Kind of sus. Just a little sus. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they specialize.
No. One thing is you're a cancer patient. You're obviously taking, you know, chemo and you're in pain. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's a difference. Like if you've been in healthcare as long as I have, you could tell the difference between somebody who is going through it versus somebody who's just straight addicted.
Can you give, and I hate to ask, but I know that. I know I'm gonna get asked by interpreters. Can you give like an example of the difference in that?
Well, if they're rocking in front of the store before.
Well, hold on, because I know interpreters are gonna listen to this and they're gonna ask. I just know it. It's happened before when I've had Danny on. Danny will say a medical term, and I'll get an email from one of the interpreters asking. So just can you elaborate and give an example on that?
Like what do you
like the difference between someone who's addicted and someone's like in your experience?
So like, okay. So it's like this. There are people that have legit problems. And I'm not talking about like just substance abuse, like legit mental problems, right? So you start take patient A, right? Like patient A has, let's say, ADD, right? With some sort of other combination mental problem, right? Now, let's say 10 years ago, this person with ADD got in a car crash. So they're taking some sort of Adderall or methamphetamine prescription, right? Like methylphenidate, whatever. Name it, Vyvanse, whatever, right? They get in a car accident. Now they have neck pain. So now they're addicted to meth, essentially, right? They're addicted to meth. They get their monthly prescription. And so then
it's a form of meth is what you're saying.
All ADD medication is a form of methamphetamine.
It's like one molecule, I think, off of some. No, some of them are like one molecule off from being meth.
Some are so the Adderall, right? Amphetamine dextromethorphan is the name of the generic.
Okay, so
it's also known as amphetamine salts.
It's chemically close to meth.
No, it's like legit. It's legit. There's one called methylphenidate, which is also known as Ritalin.
Okay, Ritalin. I've heard of that one.
Methylphenidate. They're all meth. It's all used to use meth. So like if you're in the medical field, especially in pharmacy in Texas, like when you take the courses to get your licensing, right? Mm-hmm. See Adderall, right? Amphetamine salts. Yeah. Adderall XR, extended release. Yeah. That's probably Anyway, amphetamine. Yeah. Adderall. I don't lie about these things.
I never said you did.
No. I'm just saying. So what ends up happening, it's unfortunate how it happens because it's all victim of circumstances, but also like personality types. Right. So like the worst types that I've seen are people that have like legit mental issues. They start off simple, you know, they have anxiety. They get prescribed like Wellbutrin or Klonopin or something, right? They get hooked on Klonopin. Then they get into an accident because they took too much Klonopin. Now they're in a pain clinic where they get prescribed hydromorphone or hydrocodone or OxyContin or something along those lines, which is an opiate, right? So now they've been on opiates for 3 months. Now they're addicted. So now they already have one addiction to meth to keep them awake, one for the pain. Then now it becomes a cycle. Now, okay, how do you wean off? Okay, well, you wean off when the doctor says you're ready to wean off, and then they put you on something called Suboxone, and now you're addicted to Suboxone. Yeah. No, it's a thing, dude. Like, I've never seen many patients. I have never seen a patient that gets put on a pain program ever come off. Ever. Period. Unless they want to come off, and then they go to rehab, and then what they usually get stuck into rehab, what used to be back in the 90s, which was the methadone clinics. Eric, remember the methadone clinics for like crackheads and stuff like that, like how they used to wean off back in the day? Now it's Suboxone, and Suboxone is just as addictive, and people will throw fits and threaten the pharmacies.
Why don't they just use heroin if they're using that shit?
Why? Because it's...
I'm just saying, it's just as addictive.
Because it's safer. Because it's safer. Because it's safer. It's regulated. It's safer. And I say safer. And I say safer because they're being monitored, but it doesn't take away from the fact that they're addicted. You know, you read the, let's say, and I went through this with Richard, and if it's okay to talk about this, about your stuff, Richard, right?
About
protocol on some of your stuff, right? Like example, right? Let's say Richard's taking like Tylenol 4, which is just something you get from like the dentist if you like get a tooth extracted, right? Right. Okay. It's Tylenol 4 is basically Tylenol and codeine. It's a mild painkiller. It's not gonna you can get addicted to it if you abuse it, but it's very likely that you're not because you're gonna take that in a short term. So what ends up happening, right? Let's say Richard, our example patient, gets prescribed Tylenol, right? Tylenol 4. And he gets his tooth taken out and he's in pain. And the doctor goes, hey, take these every 4 hours as needed. Boom. That's where they fuck up, right? Instead of saying, hey, take this every 4 hours for the next 10 days and then take half every 4 hours for the next 10 days and then stop. That's how you properly taper somebody off. What ends up happening is people with problems, and I mean people with like legit mental problems and substance abuse problems, right? Like there are people that exist that are like that. I don't know what the percentages are. I can just tell you anecdotally that it's a lot more people than you think. They read the as needed. So they take the pill at 8 a.m., for example, right? And then they go, okay, well, the pain didn't go away. So because it says as needed, it's only been 2 hours. I should just take another one. So they take another one. Now the pain finally goes away and they're high as fuck and they go, ooh, this is nice. Right. So then the fourth hour comes. Oh my God, I've already taken one at 8. I kind of took another one as needed. Pain's starting to come back. Let me take it again. And as you know, like heroin, highly addictive, right? All of a sudden, 3 days of doing that, you're hooked. You're hooked, period. You're just hooked. Your brain chemistry starts changing and you're stuck. You're stuck, right? And then you combine that with any antidepressants that you're already taking, and you combine that with any sleeping meds that you might be taking, even if it's for legitimate reasons, right? You know, in Richard's case, you know, some of his, you know, post-military career stuff that I want to respect his privacy, but let's say he's on guaifenesin for, you know, whatever issues they said he had in the military.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but that sounds interesting now.
So guaifenesin is, funny enough, is the main ingredient in Robitussin, but in high doses is an antidepressant.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So
if you drink a lot of cough syrup, you'll be happy.
That's what I was going to say. If you drink lean, is that what they mix lean with?
No, lean is promethazine. It's different. Guaifenesin is literally Robitussin. Guaifenesin is Robitussin. Guaifenesin is like one molecule away from guanifenesin, which is whatever, right? And I'm not a PharmD. A PharmD can actually tell you what it is. I'm just a tech. But what ends up happening is it's very similar and has a lot of like, it'll clear your sinuses and stuff. But like in that high dose of guaifenesin, right, it helps with your mood. It helps people with like schizophrenia and it helps people with stuff. And I'm not saying Richard has schizophrenia. I'm using him as an example, right?
You're saying I should keep some Robitussin by just in case.
No, Eric, please. Eric, do not. This is not medical advice. This is hypothetical.
I'm gonna keep Robitussin in my car now, just in case. Divert
to a fucking legal. This is not any medical advice. I'm using Christmas pockets and expenses.
I'm not giving medical advice at all. I'm giving you an example of what happens.
I'm just saying.
Those are not anything that I take.
In the car and
It ends up happening, right? These people are already on stuff that has altered their brains to become better humans, but that altering of the brain makes them more susceptible to getting addicted to other things, right? So it's weird how the pharmaceutical industry in this country kind of just, they don't fix, they just put a band-aid on things. And then because you need a band-aid, you need another band-aid for something else. Oh my God, another thing is broken and whatever. Like a lot of the biggest problems that I see is like, if a person starts taking like a very common antidepressant, like Wellbutrin, right? Like 150 milligrams of Wellbutrin, they fix their anxiety and their depression, but all of a sudden they have ADD issues. And according to the doctors, they'll say, it's like, well, the ADD was always there. You didn't have the symptoms because you were so sick and depressed. So now that you're on Wellbutrin, we're going to keep you on the Wellbutrin, but now we're going to add you on a really low dose of Adderall. Now you're taking the Wellbutrin for the depression, and you're taking now Adderall for your ADD. Oh,
And then you can't sleep at night. So now we're going to give you trazodone. Adderall and trazodone. And that's a great combination. It's not like VA's ever done that to anybody.
No, it's actually, it's a very common thing in inside and outside of the VA. So it's like when I see somebody like example, my early days of pharmacy, and I was a single man, I would look at the pretty girls. The pretty girls are all the pretty girls on antidepressants. If she's pretty, if she's pretty, I guarantee you she's on some sort of antidepressant, right? She's on something. She's on Celexa. She's on Xanax. She's on something. She's on Prozac. She's on something, right? Okay. You look at it. So you look at her profile. You click in. You go, hey, Mickey Mouse is on profile. And then also, no, she's on Wellbutrin. Then you watch, oh, she's also on trazodone, 150 milligrams to go to sleep.
Bitch, not that Danny would do this. Not that Danny would be doing this. This is just an example of something.
It's Mickey Mouse. It's Mickey Mouse. It's a fictional character. Yeah. Mickey Mouse is a fictional character. But these are the things that I would see. These are the things that I would see, and I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then, you know, for somebody like me, that I, you know, the most I take is allergy medications, bro. Like, I'm pretty healthy, dude. Like, I see a therapist.
Like Robitussin, you take that?
Like Robitussin
I chug Robitussin in my Vicks every time I'm sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can, like, you know, but
Danny does like a line of Vicks. He's like,
I take a scoop of Vicks and I just go.
That's how Hispanic people, bro.
That'll wake you up.
100%. That's what Puerto Ricans do. At the moment, ay mijo, mira, come here. Do you just see them like just scooping the Vicks, like just trying to get? They put it. If you put it inside of the tip of your uncircumcised, actually, never mind. We're not gonna go there. Go ahead,
I will say this: Vicks will cure a migraine if you let it.
So what I'm hearing is that for those people that are unhappily married.
This is funny. This is funny. It's true. It's funny, but it's true. So my grandmother, bless her heart, when she was alive, right? Let her rest in peace, right? When she used to get migraines, she used to scoop the Vicks, close her eyes, and just rub it all up in her eyes like that with her eyes closed. And then she'd be like, call me in 5 hours after my nap. She'd wake up like nothing happened. Let's go. It's time to cook. What the fuck?
Wow.
So what? For all those people out there that their wives always tells them, "Honey, I have a headache. Vicks VapoRub will get you laid."
Make sure your eyes are closed. Make sure her eyes are closed first, and then
make sure her eyes are closed. We don't want her to get eye surgery. No, but it's fucked up, man. Like I can sit here and tell you example after example of things that I've seen in the pharmacy.
They were just. Yeah, it's a hypothetical situation that happened to me. Anyway.
Hypothetical situation that happened to him.
No, they were wanting to give me a thing to lower my cholesterol. And I said, what are the side effects? And they said, restless leg syndrome. It's like.
So what are you taking for the restless leg syndrome? Take this other.
Yeah. So they said,
so what happens if I fix the restless leg syndrome? My penis
stopped. They were going to give me something else. And I was like, first of all, I do not want to work out while I'm sleeping. Okay, so I'll just pass. I mean, that's just bullshit. Why should I be walking around while I'm sleeping?
It's okay. If you're on high doses of testosterone, your dick stops working and they give you Cialis and then you become a bodybuilder. It's great.
And then you become, oh God, that's an email right there.
You think I'm lying, dude? No, wait, no, stop. You and I both do jiu-jitsu and we know that gear use is huge in the jiu-jitsu community.
What are you trying to imply that naturally born athletes that take acai and pray to Jesus and just train every day for 8 hours are not natural, sir? How dare you shit on the institution of Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
What he said,
I'm going to anyway. Okay, so, so here's the thing. Most dick pills are actually blood pressure pills. And if you have blood pressure, if you take them, they actually increase the blood flow in your body. So when you take high doses of testosterone, let it be Trenbolone, TRT, anastrozole, whatever, right? Whatever you take, you need is acai and Jesus. Please clip that, make it into a meme. Clip that, make it into a meme. That's all I need right now. No, when he
so takes- if you're in, if, oh my you're, God. If somebody's got you in full guard and they have a hard on, it's not necessarily because they're
bro. Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? The fact that you said full guard makes me so proud of you, and you didn't say guard. Like, I'm so happy. We've come so far.
Yes, we have.
Here's the thing. If you're stuck in somebody's triangle choke and their dick is poking you in the eye, they're definitely on gear.
Well, I mean, Bridget, they every now and
like
then.
You. They might like you. It might not be that. It could be like thinking you're cute or something.
Yeah. What if my nipples get hard?
You know, you didn't take enough testosterone that day, and you should have.
Taken I didn't take enough testosterone of my nipples. What?
Well, that's you know,
you know what it is if they're hard, you didn't take your estrogen blocker. That's what happened.
Oh my God, this is too much. This is too much. It's too much.
I can talk. I know the medical. I can talk this subject all day. What I should have done was gone to pharmacy school, but I didn't because I didn't want to have that freaking debt on my name. But, you know
what? All you need is acai.
Are you saying it's overpriced?
Are you saying that college does not work? Are you saying that the college education in America is way too expensive?
What I'm saying is that when the national institutions of college partnered up with the U.S. government to give student loans, destroyed America.
No way. The government did something wrong? I have a hard time believing that.
I would never believe that the government would do something wrong. Never.
They just win the hearts and minds of people. They just like
they win the hearts and minds of everybody every single time. And we, yeah, we, yeah. Afghanistan has a lot of stuff.
Switching to propaganda. Have you guys seen the new trailer to the movie Civil War?
We were talking about that. We were. I thought a few. Yeah,
it looked like a horrible imagery movie.
What are your thoughts on it? What are you thinking? I gotta hear this.
I feel like it's manifesting something that the U.S. government really wants. Honestly,
I doubt it.
They're trying to tell us what's going to happen.
I don't think people would want.
Here's the part that I don't believe that the Western forces are California and Texas combined.
That is a bit of fiction. That is a stretch, even for fiction.
Bro, that's when I would really be scared if California and Texas agree on something.
No. What you should really be scared of is Florida and Texas combining forces because the rest of the country's fucked.
So you're talking about all the Mexicans and all the Puerto Ricans and Cubans? Bro, we would not do anything. We would just fuck. Listen, Pitbull and Bad Bunny at the same time? That's it.
Time out. Flag on the plane. Listen to me. Imagine if so the Florida Texas Alliance would probably be from Texas to Missouri, all the way east to the Carolinas, all the way south to Florida, and every state in between, right? Now you know how many rednecks, Hispanics, and black people, and how much they love to fight. Now imagine if they go, hey, they're encroaching upon our territory here, which we love and hate, but it's ours, so don't fuck with it. Imagine all those Cubans saying, La Revolución, and all the Puerto Ricans saying, fuck it, we're going to fuck some shit up, and all the Texans saying, yeehaw, and all those Missourians saying, we like to fight.
Y'all, y'all ready to fight?
What
would Missouri people say, Eric? What would we say?
Bless like, show heart. Me.
Show me. Oh, show.
you imagine that one Cuban dude from Miami, you know, about to fight.
You mean Cuba, right? Missouri or Cuba, Cuba?
Cuba. Cuba, like Cuban from Miami, right? Like Miami, Cuba.
Okay.
Cuban from Miami.
Looking at Biden going, he reminds me of Castro.
And oh, my God. Oh, God, no. Jesus Christ.
And some.
Oh, my God.
And some Haitian dude
oh,
saying.
Oh, my God. He can't hold the cigar. What are you talking
about?
That's
true. He can't even hold the cigar. That's true.
Oh, my God.
But, like, you know, like, it's already bad enough. And there's a lot of Venezuelan people between here and Florida. You know, like, bro, like, it's just a lot. You know, like, I feel bad if, like, there ever is a civil war in this country, which I really hope there isn't. And to God, I do not endorse that. Mm-hmm. Right? If that ever happened, like, dude, it's a landslide victory for, like, Texas all the way to Florida. Like New York, fuck y'all, y'all don't have guns, right? Like Chicago, fuck y'all, y'all kill each other easily just because y'all are associated with gangs. California, California, they're all vegans. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Like Seattle? Are you shitting me? Fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
They would get to the border and they would just start making taco trucks.
I need some cucumber.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like this wouldn't happen. Puerto Ricans wouldn't fight, bro. We would just the moment Bad Bunny, like the U.S. Listen, if you want to defeat the Puerto Ricans, it's easy. You just fucking hire Bad Bunny in a 3D like little thing and you just play it on repeat. And that's it. That's it. We would never fight. We would be fucking outside and listening to Bad Bunny. Think about it.
The only problem is.
Hold on. They showed up.
There's only one problem.
Hey, this is ours now. And the Puerto Ricans were like,
oh my God.
Okay.
The only problem with your theory is you forget that Bad Bunny likes to fight too.
Yeah, but.
No. You know, he likes to fight. Play that clip from WrestleMania. Play that clip from freaking Backlash in Puerto Rico. From Backlash in Puerto Rico.
We ended up talking about wrestling.
You brought up Bad Bunny. Somehow. You knew this was going to happen. Listen.
The moment they play Chambea, every Puerto Rican is going to bust out their freaking nines, their machetes, and going to be like, we're going to fuck shit up. You know that's just true. You know this is true.
Are you talking about our penises or like our actual weapons?
Our actual weapons.
Do you know what
it's gonna be a 9mm with the serial number scratched off and a machete. You know it's true.
Opinions were
I have a couple machetes actually.
That's because you live up in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Well, how do you think I get to? That's how I had to homestead. I had to cut my way through.
Eric has to come here through helicopter, bro. Like that's how fucking like. Next time you come down, we're gonna take you to where Eric lives, and you'll just take the helicopter. You'll be all right.
Well, sometimes a water buffalo.
I don't ever get on helicopters anymore, man. They took Kobe from us.
I didn't think about that. That is.
Oh my God! Oh God! We went from WrestleMania to Kobe Bryant. Oh my God.
Helicopter.
Jesus. Oh God.
So you wouldn't ride a helicopter?
No. When they took one of the greatest basketball players from us, I refused to get on that aircraft.
I do the same thing with the ocean. I don't know what it's taken from me, but it's fucking terrifying. I've seen enough and read about Aquaman that I'm like, nope.
See, but you're Puerto Rican. That's the part that scares me that you don't like the ocean.
It's not okay. It is not that I don't like the fucking ocean. It's just that it's fucking terrifying because we know less than 5% of what the fuck is in the ocean. I could say that Aquaman is real and no one can fucking disprove it because we don't know over 90%, 95% of what the fuck is in the ocean.
Well, they think they found Atlantis.
Oh God, help me, Jesus! Help me, Jesus! This is Danny. Before we head out, God, no, it's not. Before we let you go, talk to me about Cultura Truth Project and about the other stuff that you got coming up. Because I know we've talked about a lot of Jesus Christ. I can't believe you full circle. It's a Bad Bunny. My God,
you brought up Bad Bunny.
Fucking wild.
So Cultura Truth Project is what it is, man. It's the name. It's culture. We're talking about our truths and, you know, everything that we believe in and we don't believe in. We're exploring the things that we are skeptical about. And it's a project between me and my brother, Jose. We're just going to sit there and have awesome conversations with some really cool people, really cool creators, some interesting interviews we got coming up. Rico is one of them. We're probably going to talk to Eric and his crazy ass too. But, you know, it's going to be fun. I really do believe it's going to be a fun time. If anything, it's going to be me making fun of my brother most of the time, which is going to be great because, you know, I'm the stand-up. He's a voice actor. He's going to have the guy with the beautiful voice doing all these things. But, you know, it's just going to be great. I'm dude, I'm just excited to do something great with my brother. It's, you know, something I took a, I didn't realize I was going to be thankful for coming into the new year is just doing stuff with the people you love and doing things, cool things with the people you love and, you know, making a little money in the process, which doesn't hurt. And we're in the, we're heading in the right direction. You know, thing about being an entrepreneur in the creative space is it's trial and error, man. It's trial and error. I've had success. I've had failures. And this is another attempt.
That's really good. You and your brother are getting started. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, really, congratulations. Because not a lot of people have the opportunity or chance.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. You know, hopefully I don't kill him in the process. You know, he might be older than me, but I do jiu-jitsu. So, you know, he'll get a hard on in his face if he does.
He knows how to wrestle, bro. He knows how to do the stone cold Steve, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
That's cute. That's cute. That's cute. That's cute. I'll show him what a real figure four looks like. You know, I'll show him like what a real figure four looks like while saying, ooh.
And you can catch Danny's new podcast on Brassers and Pornhub with his brother.
With his brother.
The only unedited space on the internet.
Bro, that's where we should put the podcast, Eric. That's how we can get to the 1 million mark. We just put it on Pornhub.
On Pornhub.
If you do that, you could bring strippers on and interview them topless.
But why would I?
Why would they? Why would they have pants on?
No, I. That's not. No, we're not doing that. That's not.
You keep it classy, sir. You keep it classy.
We keep it classy. We're putting it on Pornhub, and we keep it classy.
Bro, tasteful. I'm sorry, tasteful.
Tasteful, sure. Just like Twitch now lets you show like your boobs, but you gotta have like a little bar and shit like that. It's like some anime shit.
And they make it all fuzzy.
Like Danny, goddamn it.
Hold on.
Make it all fuzzy. God.
It'll be like this.
Oh my god. No, stop. Danny, thank you for being here, brother. I appreciate you, man. Can you give everybody the deets or where they can find you and all the information about
man, the I'm everywhere, but the main one is the main one is at Poppy the Comic underscore Poppy the Comic on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Threads. I don't post on Threads. I have a Threads account. Why Cultura Truth Project is coming soon. And all you need is Jesus and Acai.
That's what I say all the time.
And to everybody listening, thank you so much. Please go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube. Pay attention to Danny for the Cultura Proof Project that's coming out pretty soon. And
hit the like and follow button.
Hit the like and subscribe and the follow, everything. Just everything. All the buttons. Hit them all.